Hey everyone, and thanks for tuning in again to Chit Chat About This and That. I'm your host, Miss Pookie Poo, and today we're going to be covering some top stories that are hitting the nation or the charts or the internet. So let's get started. First up, I want to chit chat quick about gun control. That has been such an epidemic in the worst way for many years in our world. It has caused so much controversy. It's bled into our cops, just all over the world. Everyone is so gun happy and they use that as a defense mechanism for everything. Okay, you're looking at me wrong, let me pull out my gun. Okay, I hear some noises around my house, let me pull out my gun. Yes, people, protect yourself. But the gun control has got to be put in effect. There are too many people losing their lives that should not be losing their lives from the madness of not using gun control. If you cannot control yourself, defend yourself, or handle yourself in a better manner other than pulling out a gun to just shoot somebody, that's the quickest way nowadays, and that's why people are doing it. Recently, there was a YouTube shooter. Basically, someone who has a YouTube channel went to the YouTube headquarters in California because she was upset because YouTube didn't pay her what she felt like she was owed because of the amount of views that she got on YouTube. So she decided to take all her rage and anger out and start shooting up the place and killing people and hurting people who had nothing to do with the situation, who just worked there at the facility. And I mean, people just lost their lives because she did not have control over her anger and not just able to sit down and converse with someone like an adult. Yes, money will make you go crazy, but not crazy enough where you need to go off and just start shooting innocent people or shooting anybody, period. Like, if you're going to kill somebody for not giving you your money, then how are they going to give you your money? That's common sense. Moving on, spring. Spring does not want to come, guys. I'm telling you, I do not like the summertime or the bugs and the nets in the springtime or all the constant rain. But I'm tired of it being cold one day and then warm one day or then okay one day or then snowflakes one day. It's like spring does not want to spring. It's just crazy. And it's kind of like in different parts of the world. But I'm not going to complain because I know that once that summertime comes and the bugs come and the heat come and the sun come, it's just going to be a pain in the butt. So I'm enjoying the cold weather, the boots and the little sweaters and keeping my jacket in my car. I'm enjoying that weather and also hot chocolate because I love hot chocolate. It's always an excuse to drink hot chocolate when you're cold. So spring, take your time coming. You can break a little later. I wouldn't mind a couple of more snowflakes, you know, after, you know, a couple of weeks. But after that, it's time for you to come out. Moving on, Cardi B. Yes, Miss Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. Recently, there was news on the internet that she wanted to have a threesome with the infamous, beautiful Rihanna, as well as Chrissy Teigen. Now, to me, they're all three beautiful women. And to each his own, whatever you like to do in your lifestyle, whatever you find intriguing or interesting or that satisfy you, do your thing. It ain't my business and I ain't mad at you. And I mean, who wouldn't want to see those three beautiful women together? You know, could be a good thing for the internet. All right, moving on. Drug addiction. This is an epidemic that is just been going on for so many years. It's scary. It's senseless. It's just taking over the world. People are abusing prescription drugs and people are abusing street drugs. People are even making their own drugs because they don't have the money to get high. At some point in your life, you have to realize that the drug is not going to help you. You may think that because it has eaten up your brain cells, but it's not going to help you. You're going to feel that way for a moment and it's going to go away and you're going to have to keep doing it over and over again. I'm not belittling anyone who has any type of addiction because at some point we all have an addiction, whether it's crucial or whether it's something like tacos on Taco Tuesday or whether it's a glass of wine every night with your dinner. Everyone has some type of addiction, but abusing the addiction and not, you know, doing things in moderation, that's where you have a problem at. You know, you don't want to get yourself caught up in a situation where you can't get out of and it's going to be very hard and you can lose your life or take somebody else's life to get what you want and to get what you need. Let's get help, people. If you know somebody who has a drug addiction, get out there, help them, get resources for them. And if they don't want the help, force it upon them or try to help them in a non-aggressive way. It's just crazy and it's scary. And so many famous people and celebrities are using drugs to just numb their feelings and just the things that they go through on a daily basis of paparazzi or, you know, taxes. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Being famous. I just feel like there's other ways of coping with things that we go through in this world. And drugs is a big no-no because it'll make you have more problems on top of more problems on top of more problems. So folks, let's get some help. Let's turn to family and friends to help us with this drug addiction that's going on in the world. It's not okay. It's not cute and it's not safe. Moving on. YouTube bandwagon. Everybody's jumping aboard on the YouTube bandwagon. It's kind of like an easy way to make money, but then at the same time, it's a hard way. You don't have to leave your house if you don't want to. But a lot of people are getting on to the YouTube bandwagon. You make videos, you post them, you do content that's supposed to be helpful for people, life hacks, cooking videos. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. A lot of people are abusing the YouTube bandwagon and doing inappropriate things and getting in trouble with their channels and getting the ads taken off their channels and they can't get paid or they're put on probation. Some people are given great life hacks or, you know, great ways to benefit your life. I, you know, follow a few people on YouTube that I find intriguing and I love watching them. But if you're just a basic YouTuber who does fake pranks or just get up in the morning and just vlog you going to the grocery store or whatever, I'm not going to be very interested in your vlogs only because I feel like if we're clicking on your channel to watch you and you're getting paid for that and we're watching ads and or we're clicking on ads, I feel like you should give us more. Don't get to the top and get millions of subscribers and then feel like you can get lazy and do nothing. All right, moving on. Toys R Us is closing. Why? We are all sad about that. That brings us into our childhood. The fun, the excitement, the joy of getting a new toy, of playing with toys when you go to the store. It's kind of sad, but you know, everything happens for a reason and nothing is forever and we move on and, you know, we just remember the good times that we had going to Toys R Us. I know I read that Toys R Us is closing and going out of business because of these online shops. Number one, Amazon. So basically, a lot of people are shopping online now and basically going on Amazon to buy a lot of things they need for their life. I'm going to say about 90% of what you need, you can get on Amazon. They sell groceries. They sell wine. They sell clothing. They sell shoes. They sell stuff for your bedroom, for your kitchen, for your car. I mean, they just sell a lot of things on Amazon that you need and that you will get. And what better way to sit at a computer or your phone and click a button to purchase something and it comes to your house in a few days than to go out of your house, go into a store, and have to look for something, possibly can't find it, or have to deal with crowds, traffic, no parking, mean, rude people, mean cashiers or workers. I mean, I wouldn't blame anyone for not wanting to go to stores and shop, especially if you're shopping for something that you really need to look to find, or that you find interesting, but you can't get comfortable or be at ease in that store because maybe it might be too many children in the store, too many teenagers acting crazy, or I mean, just too many human, what is it, resource people, like basically shopping around you, making sure you're not stealing or just bothering you and harassing you and just overly asking you to buy something or to open up a credit card. Like, we don't want that. We want to go to a store and just be able to shop in peace. Lately, I've been putting in my headphones and shopping with my music. I know that's not good because you have to be aware of what's around you. And I am aware of my surroundings at least 95% of the time. The other 5%, I'm looking at other people's surroundings. But I do keep myself aware and alert of what's going on around me. But Toys R Us is closing. We're all going to be sad. We're all going to miss it. And I hope that, you know, maybe something new might come out very soon. Who knows? All right, guys. This has been real. This has been the top news and things that's going on in the world in about 10 minutes. Thanks for tuning in to Chit Chat About This and That with your host, Miss Pookie Poo. I hope you enjoy this episode on my channel. And I will catch you guys in my next episode. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.